Moncrief on News Talk.
You'll have heard, of course, of the generally excruciating gender reveal party. Well, here's the new thing, the sperm donor party, which isn't as disgusting as it sounds. Aideen O'Connell has been writing about this in The Independent. Afternoon, Aideen.
Hi, Sad. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, I mean, even saying a sperm donor party, that puts a hell of a vision in people's heads. What actually happens at one?
It does. I actually, when I've mentioned this to people, they've looked at me so weird, and I'm talking about it as if it's this amazing thing, not realising the implications of what I'm saying. But it's basically very much like a hen or a baby shower. It was through a friend of a friend I heard that a woman who really wants a baby hadn't met a partner yet, so I decided to go down the sperm donor route. So to celebrate, she threw a sperm donor party with her friends. They all dressed up, had a few drinks, had dinner, played like games, like as you would, a lot of women know from hens, there's a lot of kind of guessing games. It's the same with baby showers, like you guess the gender, that kind of thing. So they did that. They kind of, I think there was a game, it was like, what color hair or color eyes will the donor provide? I did a great time. And the whole thing, to me anyway, sounds absolutely fabulous. And if I'm ever going down the route of getting a sperm donor, if that has to happen, I'm going to have the biggest sperm donor party of all time.
All right.
Which sounds so wrong.
Yes. you know, I'm saying I'm going to have a sperm donor party. Oh, God, that sounds so wrong. Was the party to celebrate that she'd found a sperm donor, that the sperm had been implanted, or were that she was just, the party was celebrating the fact that she planned to do it?
I think it's that she planned to do it. I didn't get the full story on it, but it, that she had planned to do it. And then I looked it up online, and they have, it's a very American thing. Like by the sounds of it, you can just assume the Americans have done it. And to me, it sounded very like New York. It's like something you would have seen like Sex in the City. But I think it was that she was choosing to do it. But I suppose it would work at any kind of time. And I know I was talking to friends about this earlier, and we were kind of debating it. And some of my friends were like, God, like there's actually a party now for everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, but if you look at it, you know, she's a single woman. The majority of things that, as a single person, you're asked to celebrate, it's always to do with a couple. Like you go to the engagement party, you go to the wedding, you have the baby shower, they have gender reveal parties. So I think it's just so, there's something kind of empowering about the fact that she is choosing to do this, and she's choosing to celebrate it. And it's so lovely that her friends decided to join in too. I just thought that was so great.
No, it just strikes me as odd to be having a party when she hadn't actually been, she wasn't pregnant, or she didn't have a sperm donor. Nothing's happened yet. That's like a couple saying, we'll have the ride tonight party. That's, you know.
A friend of mine literally just said that as well. She said the same thing you did. But I do, I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to double check on that story. But I think it's either that she had like put everything in place, was about to do it. But they had a great time all together. And this is the way life is going now.
That,
you know,
is the way life is going.
It's the way life is going. A lot of women are choosing to do this for themselves. And like, well, I would celebrate taking the bins out anyway. So I'm kind of like, anything at all, I will, if there's a party, like I will go to it, or I will throw it.
Yeah.
So I think it's brilliant. But I know it is frustrating when people hear these things. But look, it was the same with baby showers. Like, when baby showers first came on the scene, I remember being like, who has a baby shower? That's so American. And I remember my mother would look down on it. And like a lot of people were like, God, that's such a great thing. Like, why are they doing this? Same with gender reveal parties. And now you actually can't give birth. Like, they actually won't let you into the hospital without having had a baby shower.
That's a thing now, is it?
You have to show proof that you had it. You have to show your Instagram post.
Can you, I don't know if, can you choose who your sperm, and I mean, apart from kind of a private arrangement, can you choose who your sperm, can you go, you know, can you put in like, I want someone who's at least qualified to X level and is 6'2" and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. Now, I'm not a medical expert on this, but I have heard of people who've gone down that route, couples even, who've had to go down that route, and they can choose. You can choose, like, maybe what colour hair you'd like and eyes, I'm pretty sure. And I think you can get, I've seen it in America in a way, the way they do it, you can get a kind of a background check on some of the donors. So you can have a say. Yeah. I suppose, like, you obviously want to double check in case, you know,
criminal record. Criminal record. Sperm done, mightn't be criminal. That's, yeah.
But it's amazing that, like, look, I say for single women anyway, I think what's great in the times that we live in is that you can do it all on your own now if you want to. Like, if you so want to have a child and you haven't found a partner, you don't have to wait for the partner, that traditional mindset that we would have had. And so many women do it on their own and they do amazing jobs and, like, they're incredible that they can balance everything. And you can have, like, you can have the house and you can have the job, you can have the child, you can have the life, and you don't necessarily have to have the partner alongside you.
Yeah.
And you know, you can have your sperm donor party and have a great time.
I took from the piece that you wrote that, you know, at some point in the future, depending on your personal circumstances, it might be something that you'd consider.
That's the thing. I'll be 30 in 2 months. I have another like 3 or 4 years before people start knocking at the door being like, you seriously want to think about, you know, your fertility. So I can kind of get away with it. But I said it to my friends today. We're talking about it. I was like, lads, they were like, we're so not going to a sperm donor party. And I was like, lads, like, the reality is I might have to do that. I was like, and you're going to all have to come to the party. I was like, you're going to be forced to do it. And like, my friends, like, one of my friends just now, she was pregnant there last week, and another was engaged, and I'm kind of like, you know, I'm kind of looking at my own life. Like, I booked in, so someone asked me, oh, what's going on with your life? And I was like, well, okay, so one of my friends pregnant, one of them's engaged, I just booked in to see a psychic. So like, my life is going down a different path.
You have a sperm donor party in your future.
So I was like, you know, it is something I'll have to consider. And whatever way I choose to do it, if I don't have a partner and I want to have a child, I'm going to have a massive party. That's just
fair enough.
I think.
And if you could do go down that route, are there like a set of criteria you'll want from your sperm donor? Do you want like minimum height or qualifications or anything like that?
No, I haven't thought that far ahead. Yeah, I haven't thought. No, I haven't gone. I haven't thought about that, but I will now. You put it in my head. I'm going to start making. At least, well, my friends told me the other day. They were like, "You need to write out a list of like your dream man or whatever." And I presume you can do it about your child too. And I wrote out this big long list, and then I read it out to my friends, and they were like, "You've literally just described yourself." So
that's weird.
I would say just a little mini me. That's kind of all I want.
Yeah.
But if I do have to go down that route.
Okay.
If my parents are listening to this, they'd be like, she has lost the plot.
Well, I don't know. For anyone listening, if you think you're similar to Aideen O'Connell, you might be in luck there. Aideen. Thanks a million. Talk to you again. That was the journalist Aideen O'Connell there. So now you know what a sperm donor party is. And as one of the listeners is texting in to say, for God's sake, don't Google sperm donor party, because the videos, you know, I don't need to go into any further detail.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.